Hi, this is Lori Short, and I'd like to welcome you to my 10-minute podcast. And this is the last in a four-part series I've been doing called New Year, New Eyes, and we've been talking about perspective. Starting next week, I'm going to begin highlighting some lesser-known verses in the Bible as a way to introduce the new book that I have coming out on April 2nd called 40 Verses to Ignite Your Faith. But today, what I want to talk about is seeing the good. In other words, the choice that we have when we look at our circumstances on where we are going to focus. And the verse that I want to look at today is Matthew 6:22. It comes out of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus says this, "The eye is the lamp of the body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light." And the point that he's making, if you look at the context, is where you are focused affects your actions, not only just the way you see things, but what you do next. And some of you who've read my book know that I begin not only with this verse right at the beginning of the book, but I open with a story about a message, a sermon that I gave at Ocean Hills Covenant Church when I first got there. And it was many years ago, and I was speaking on contentment. And so I started by kind of describing a soundbite out of my life. I said, you know, I got up this morning and I was all alone. I have no husband, no kids. There's a for sale sign out in front of my place, and so I don't even know how much longer I'm going to be able to live here. And very honestly, dating at my age is kind of depressing, because everybody has baggage. It's really just a matter of choosing what kind of luggage you can live with. And working at a church can be kind of painful, because you see marriages and families and children all around you, and it just points out the singleness that you have in your own life. And I just stopped, and everybody was kind of staring at me. And I didn't say anything. I just started again. I said, you know, I got up this morning and I had the place to myself. It was quiet and I could do whatever I wanted. And the for sale sign's still out front, so I get to live here another month. And you know, if it sells, maybe I'll find something even better. And dating at my age is so much better, because you really know yourself more. And you also have a lot more grace for people, because you just recognize that life is complicated. And working at a church is such a gift. What a blessing to have a family where you work when you don't have one at home. And I tell you, I could have stopped my sermon right there, because it was the only part of the talk that people remembered. And all these years later, there are still people that remember it, because it really seemed to strike home. And I think the reason is because I talked about the exact same circumstances, and I just did it from two different angles. It wasn't just about being optimistic about my circumstances. It was noticing the things that I was grateful for in my circumstances. I think so often we highlight the things in our life that bother or disappoint us, all the while taking for granted the blessings that we have. It is really so natural to do that. The next time you drive, like from point A to point B, wherever you're going, just notice how much you focus on all the bad things that the drivers are doing around you, and how you don't focus on all the accidents that you're spared all the time because of nice things that people do to make room for some of the mistakes that you make, or even just near misses that you have. I just noticed that that's kind of a microcosm of life, the way we are in our cars, because we so often just notice all the bad things that are happening around us. So I think in our lives, the discipline of gratefulness can be so healthy for our perspective. In other words, noticing all the good things in our life. I would like to invite you to try an experiment with me. Each day, to find just five things that you are grateful for. And maybe if you're going through a difficult season and you can't think of five things, take a lesson from one of my mentors. She was actually my first mentor when I was in my 20s and I was interning at a church, and I was living at her house with her family, and we would go on walks, and she would begin every time when we would start walking by saying, "Thank you, Lord, for legs that walk and arms that move and lungs that breathe." And she would just start naming body parts that I totally took for granted. And I can remember there were days, very honestly, that I would just kind of roll my eyes, like, of course we have all these things. But later, her husband had developed MS, and he began to lose some of those very basic bodily functions. And I thought back to those walks and how she would appreciate all the things that we had that I so often took for granted and that we take for granted unless we have the threat of losing those things. And what would it be like if we took some time every day to take note of the things that we're grateful for? And your bodily functions really doesn't even begin to touch the blessings that you encounter every day. Blessings of friendship or family that you may live with, or beautiful views that you might see, or music that you listen to that touches your soul. Being grateful for those things. It really is a choice. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was driving from Santa Barbara down to Pasadena to speak at an event. And we just had crazy weather in this 1 hour of the day where I literally experienced four seasons in a matter of 20 minutes. I'm not kidding. I would look out to the ocean side of the car and I would see these big white billowing clouds and blue sky and sun shining through. And then when I would look to the left towards the hills, there were just these dark clouds and torrential rainstorms for about 30 seconds. And I was noticing that where I turned my head made all the difference in what I saw. And I just thought of that as such a picture of life and where we're focusing. And then, of course, right in the middle of all of it, and as the rain kind of began to clear, there was this incredible rainbow that I took a picture of. And I actually posted that picture on my blog today so you can look at it. And I thought that is such a picture of what it's like to let the light through in the storms of our life. In other words, to notice the good things that are happening even when you're in the middle of a season that's difficult. And sometimes it's actually the difficult seasons that bring out the beauty in our lives. Because we don't really notice what we have until we go through a period of time where we either lose something or maybe we're missing something. And then, of course, when we have it, we appreciate it so much more. And I think the rainbow can be a symbol of that beauty, the beauty that happens after a season of loss. And so I think the challenge today is to focus on the good instead of focusing on the dark parts of our story. I just like to picture myself in that car, just looking to my right rather than looking to my left, to notice all the things that you don't see or that you might take for granted. And then finally, to remember that sometimes it's the combination of both things, the darkness and the light, that bring the greatest beauty to our lives. And that really is what a rainbow represents. And so that's my challenge on this last podcast of perspective, is to recognize the choice that you have in where you look and what you focus on. And where you choose to focus can make all the difference in what you see. Thanks for tuning in.